We've been following the Senate impeachment trial, and there's been a change since its opening at around 12:30 East Coast time. The Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was going to require each side to fit their arguments into 2 days of 12-hour sessions. Now each side will have 3 days to make opening arguments in shorter periods of time. But McConnell's proposal still leaves the question of whether or not witnesses will be called till after opening arguments. White House counsel Pat Cipollone, in his opening comments, explained why he backs that idea.
We believe that once you hear those initial presentations, the only conclusion will be that the president has done absolutely nothing wrong.
In other words, there will be no need to call the witnesses. Of course, Democratic House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff disagreed.
You will not have any of the evidence the president continues to conceal throughout most or all of the trial. And although the evidence against the president is already overwhelming, you may never know the full scope of the president's misconduct or those around him.
Let's bring in NPR's congressional correspondent, Claudia Grisales, who's been watching all of this. And Claudia, you know, the Democrats accused McConnell when he had those 12-hour shifts of, you know, rushing things through, putting evidence at, you know, 1 a.m. when nobody would see it, and trying to get it done by the time President Trump makes a State of the Union on February 4th. What do you make of the change?
Well, it was pretty surprising. We talked to some members this morning, like Mitt Romney of Utah and others, who said they were in strong support of this plan and they were ready to be in their seats all night into the wee hours Wednesday morning, if need be. However, we learned that Senator Collins of Maine stepped forward and raised a concern with the majority, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and he changed plans. And so quietly they have tweaked this resolution to meet those concerns and allow these arguments to extend over 3 days.
Well, we were also thinking or hearing some senators say, you know, I go to bed at 9. you know, some of them are not young, and to sit for 12 hours isn't healthy.
Right. I was wondering the same thing. Yeah. I was in the chamber just moments ago, and I saw members sitting in their seats getting refills on water and thinking, how are some of these folks going to do it? So maybe some of the older members who may not want to sit in their seats for 12 hours plus. So maybe it looks like they got a reprieve with this new plan.
Even on an airplane, you can walk down the aisle.
Exactly.
And I want to ask you about Pat Cipollone's comment, again, the White House counsel. He said, you will see the president has done absolutely nothing wrong. Now, that's a little different from what lawyer Alan Dershowitz has been saying. He's the one who's going to make a constitutional defense. He's been pretty much saying, look, even if he, you know, reached out to a foreign country to interfere in our politics, even if he obstructed the investigation into that, those are the two impeachment charges, it doesn't rise. It's not a crime. You know, may do things that are wrong, but not a crime. Did we see a little bit of a shift there, or is that going to be the defense? Nothing wrong.
Perhaps. I think that what we're seeing with Cipollone, for example, is they are going to be delivering the strongest, most direct arguments that the president did nothing wrong. As for these other folks who've been added to the team, such as Dershowitz, they're going to offer different shades of attacks, if you will, on the case that House impeachment managers are presenting. And so we may see stronger attacks by Cipollone and some of these top leaders for the president's defense team, while others will offer some variation. So I found it very interesting when I was sitting in the chamber listening to the lawyers when they came up to make their presentations for the president. They were louder. They were trying to get that point across even more aggressively. So it's interesting, kind of the theme we're seeing with this team.
Actually, tell us more about that. I mean, what does it feel like?
So it's fascinating sitting in the chamber. We have our own restrictions. We can't have our cell phones when we go in. We go through security. And when you see members in there, they're all seated, a lot of them quietly, some taking notes. Some have their hands over their mouths as they're watching, such as McConnell. I noticed he had his fingers over his mouth. And Schumer, who's a Senate Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer of New York, he also had a kind of his palm against his face. And some of them, the looks on their face, they're trying to really take in the presentations. Others, you can tell that they're ready to get out of the room if they can. So I imagine this recess they're having right now, they're really appreciative of. But it's a very formal sense in there. They're following these very strict rules on being present, and it's very historic. You can feel it in the air.
That's what I was going to ask. Does it feel as serious as it should be?
Yes, very serious. Even kind of the slightest elevation of a voice, all of that shuffles of papers is noticed. So, yes, it feels very serious.
And we noticed, too, we were surprised that Adam Schiff in particular, he showed a video of President Trump saying something. He showed graphs, so there's illustrations as they go as well. NPR Congressional Correspondent Claudia Grisales, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah.